We're out here representing with our pastor and First Lady, New Zion Baptist Church in Chicago, Illinois, Sunshine Missionary Baptist Church, Reverend Derek Jones Jr., Reverend Derek Jones Sr., Pastor Wordlaw, Pastor Emeritus. We're representing, just letting it be known. Too many hashtags, too many victims, too many names, too many. And we want to take a stand and make a difference. Black lives matter. Black lives matter. This is my daughter, Danae. She's 6 years old. Danae, why are we out here? Tell them why we out here. Why are you here?
Because we are here to tell,
to stop being what?
To tell other police to stop being mean.
To who? Stop being mean to who?
To brown people.
Because what? What matters? What is it?
Black lives matter.
There you go.
Greetings, audience. I'm a lesbian, and my name is Matt Weinstein. I do identify as a lesbian. That's why I say it. It's important to me. You don't have to tell me what you are, but I have to tell you what I am, because otherwise, I might forget. I want to talk about stuff. You know, when I was a little girl, I remember when I was always been an outsider, right? Never really been any sort of clique or club aside from the people who do drugs and cars before economics class with Doc Taylor. But I digressed. But I remember, this is such a strange thing to remember, but I was like in high school. These queens were talking about how there were some, you know, the drama queens were like a clique, and there was some drama about some queen doing something to some other queen. And I remember just like thinking, oh, this is such good drama. It's kind of like before reality TV came. And I just started gossiping with, you know, like pretending I'm in the know, right? Even though I'm completely outside of it. And I realized this is so stupid, but to me it kind of, at least for myself...
Am I recording?
Yeah, let me put it on lock. I love this recorder because you can put it on hold and then, you know, it makes sure you don't accidentally press something. You could still drop the fucking thing. But, you know, it gave me some insight, I guess, retroactively about how, you know, why reality TV is so exciting, right? Just to watch other people's drama is just so darn good. It's just good. So, this leads up to what's been happening lately, which is a similar thing, because, like, I have absolutely nothing to do with the Chicago drag scene, aside from being an occasional and long-ago fan. You know, I've never been into bars here, you know, since the 90s. And, you know, I don't go to shows. Maybe occasionally I'll go to a bar on a Sunday afternoon, you know, for a little gallivanting and whatnot. You know, and that sort of thing. But I don't, I don't go to drag shows. Probably should, but, you know, I just don't, for whatever reason. Who cares? But this drama that's been going on in the drag scene has been fucking fascinating. 10 times better than any season of RuPaul's Drag Race, even the one where Bianca Del Rio won, and Sharon Needles. Just fascinating. So, it kind of started, I guess, last week, as far as I know, when the Drag March for Change happened. I played that. I don't know. I mean, I guess it's been going on for much longer, but my awareness of it started then. And I played all that well into the ground, right? That whole scene. Yeah, the drag march, and you heard all the speeches, and they were so fucking inspiring. As you know, and captivating, and it really, for me, it made me really sympathize with the cause, and I've been trying to do what I can to help certain organizations that were mentioned, like Brave Space Alliance and Zola. Just these, I mean, you know, the way that those people spoke were just so passionate, and so, you know, it's kind of like when, you know, all the women complain about the politicians, and you know, you don't have to know the story to know that when a bunch of people make the same claim about the same person, that they're probably right. You know, it's called evidence. So all these, it turns out that the vagaries in that drag march, because they didn't really mention names, were really about, specifically about this person named Tranica Rex, who is a kind of a club promoter, I guess you call it. She ran all the shows for Berlin and Roscoe's, which are two of the main drag venues here in Chicago. And Roscoe's especially is important because it's the one where all the official RuPaul drag queens go to have, like, they do these, I guess, YouTube things. I never went to them. I've gone to the viewing parties at Sidetrack, because I like the viewing parties, but I don't want to be around the actual drag queens because it gets too crowded and horrible. Not that Sidetrack isn't horrible, it really is. But that's another story. It's actually awful, but it's fun to watch those shows in with other people, because it's kind of like gay sports, and we never had that. Anyway, so this viewing party was hosted by Tranica Rex, and Tranica also hosts a whole myriad of these shows, these contests, and she basically is the gatekeeper on the drag scene of Chicago. And a lot of these black queens have been saying that if she doesn't like you, she'll just cut you out, she'll blacklist you. This is a common theme. And also she's supposedly very, you know, insulting and says racist things. My point of view, I don't know any of this, but from a week of doing, you know, tiny amounts of research, I think that the claims of her cutting people out are definitely valid and definitely actionable. But the joke, the racist stuff, to me sounds like, you know, some of it was really tongue-in-cheek, in the same way that Lady Bunny would make jokes. And I realized that a white person shouldn't make racist jokes. But at the same time, they were tasteless jokes, and I guess this queen was known for making tasteless jokes. So I'm a little hazy on that whole thing, but overall, I'm really excited for them, because they were so impassioned. It's just great to see activism, I guess, is the bottom line. That's what's exciting to me, and, you know, I talk to other people about it, people that are certainly more on the scene than I am, and they said that, you know, they should be really focusing on the election to make change, you know, instead of these little fighting amongst themselves. And my response is, yeah, but yeah, what can you do for the election? You have one putz versus another putz, and they're both orange, you know. But there's other ways. It's not all about the federal level or even the state level, but it's about direct action. And if you've ever read, like, the Anarchist's Handbook and that sort of thing, direct action is what you can do in your own life to make change somewhere. And change starts small and in your own surroundings. So, you know, you can make your own. So what they were doing is activism, and they were taking direct action by doing something about the injustices in their vicinity. And I think it's great. So basically as a result of this last night, you know, so on Friday they had this thing called the Black Drag Queen Committee Council. I love the name because it reminds me of Pose. You know, they have a council. So they have this council of black performers, queer performers, whatever you call it. And they did a 3-hour Twitch. I made a summary of it on YouTube if you search for Black Drag Council or something like that, about the parts that I was most interested in. Of course, I think what really made this happen is the high profile of Shea Coulee, because she suddenly was, you know, launched to basically the drag equivalent of superstardom. So Shea Coulee now has a lot of power because she has so much visibility, and and prestige in the gay and trans, the whole community. And so now they have to listen to her. So they made this list of demands for Tranica after the drag march, things to change, basically to give up, you know, control of only half her shows. And at this conference, this, and you'll see it if you look at that summary, they go through the demands and they're like, will you meet these demands? He's like, oh, I don't know, I guess. And he wasn't really at all apologetic or whatever is the word enough. Not complicit. What's the fucking word where you're like, sorry, I forget, I'm old. And, you know, they were just like, fuck. So afterwards, the queens were like, on the Black Council were like, fuck this. And also on the call were the managers of Roscoe and the manager of Roscoe's and the managers of Berlin nightclubs. And later, so this was Friday night, they had this meeting. And by last night, was it Saturday they had the meeting? It was also fast. Yeah, I think it was Saturday night they had this council meeting. And by Sunday night, by last night, Tranica was fired from both positions, was severed ties with Berlin and Roscoe. So his relationship, or maybe the Berlin thing was this morning, I'm not sure. So he went from being the gatekeeper of drag in Chicago to basically having no power in a weekend. And while I have not read a single claim of any sort of sexual abuse or harassment in any way, it kind of reminds me of the Harvey Weinstein, the way he went from total power to zero power in a very short period of time. But again, I'm not in the scene. The drama's fascinating. I think it's much more interesting than any drag race kind of bullshit. But I just find the activism and the results so inspiring, because it should show people that when you see some sort of injustice, you can do something about it and make change. And basically the way it worked is these people got a group of, you know, like-minded people together and said, well, we're pulling our talent from you unless you make change. So it wasn't just, oh, well, because people are protesting about George Floyd, they magically had power. No, they got all the drag queens, the black drag queens together and, you know, I guess drag queens isn't the right word, queer, whatever, because there's non-binaries, there's drag kings and all that shit, but I don't know what to call them, but whatever they are, they got them all together. And they said, you know, we have talent, you need us, and we're going to pull, we're going to boycott you unless you meet our demands. That's fucking awesome. You know, that's how the shit works. And again, I don't know the details of the situation, so maybe Tranica was treated unjustly. I have no idea. I kind of don't think so, just by the sheer number of people making the same accusations. But I do think that that what it is it's an example of what you can do, you know, as a group and direct action. You know, you may not be able to do anything about healthcare right away with such powerful forces against you, but, you know, there's some quotes, I don't know who the fuck it is, says something like, you know, what is it? It's like start, used to be bumper stickers like start local, think globally, or act locally, think globally. No, I don't fucking know. Think globally, act locally. I think that's it. And I would encourage you to go back to listen to those speeches I posted last week on this feed, because they're just so inspiring. They really are. To hear it, to hear how it can go from, and this obviously had seeds way before that, but this is where it came into my radar. Listen to those speeches, and then, you know, you can look at that drag thing I posted on YouTube and then put the pieces together. I guess I'll play it here. Might as well, right? The audio from that. Yeah. I'm going to play that, and I guess I'll play it now. I'm going to stop.
We started in this scene around the very same time together. And I was a member of Tranica's Most Wanted. I was a member of the cast at Berlin Drag Matinee and its inception when you took that over from Mistress Vanna and Anastasia. And I've had the opportunity to work with you at Milwaukee Prides and Dicks and all over. we had a very long-standing working relationship in my time as a drag queen in Chicago before I made it on The Race. And for that very reason, that allowed you to exercise a certain amount of privilege over me in the scene. And at times when you felt as if I was being too bold, you used that and weaponized that against me to try and blacklist me and stop me from working. So you directly attacked my livelihood, which is an act of violence, and I need you to understand that today. I want to also speak to a very specific experience that I had with you, where we had already worked a show and were backstage with the staff. This was at Scarlet at the time that we were doing Trinica's Most Wanted. And I was the only person of color back there. It was you and Bryce and somebody else. And you had made a joke because at that time we would do cast numbers at the top of the show that for Black History Month, it would be funny as a number, as a cast, if we performed to Britney Spears' Slave for You with me dressed as a slave while the rest of you whipped me. Do you remember that?
I do.
Okay. I want you to know that that experience has stayed with me for a very long time because you were somebody that I considered a friend. And the fact that my hurt and my displeasure at being subjected to that and how I had to almost beg you for an apology really let me know where I stood to you, not just as a person, but as a person of color specifically.
The commentary, Chi, that was made by you in the past, like proposing ideas of like mimicking slavery and whipping Shay as a Black performer, and also intentionally trying to sabotage her, and me putting the timeline together of how soon these events have occurred. Like, Shay made it on Drag Race when I was 18 or 19 years old. That's 3 or 4 years ago. You perpetuated insane amounts of racial violence to a Black performer 3 or 4 years ago. This is not a decade. This is not 7 years or anywhere within the proximity of that. This was very recent in time. Extremely recent in time. Also, I feel like there is no, and because of this, there is no clear delineation of what you have to do to make up for this. I think the demands that you're being met with are very gracious and very lenient, because if it was up to me, if I got to write these demands, I would absolutely positively insist on your removal from the scene completely. Years ago, of making someone even have to think or ponder about being perpetuated as a slave on a stage in front of people in a scene that is filled with white faggots. Are you serious? Are you serious? There's no forgiveness. If not that, what I would want to see, which is easily held accountable for, is for you to take the salary that you earned at every single one of your shows, multiply that by the number of years that you have been doing these shows gatekeeping, and compare it to the salaries of those girls who win Crash Landing, who you pay for Drag Matinee, the Black ones. And however much time it takes for you, however much time it takes for you to add up all those years and equal it to the salary you were paying yourself, that is how long you stay out of this scene. So they may be getting $2,200 a fucking 6 months for doing drag. That equals what, $4,400? And you may be making $100,000 a year, wait that long. When $4,400, however many years it takes, equals $100,000. And then come back. There is no forgiveness. You are done.
Again, if you could give me a reason why you deserve this second chance when you have completely kept so many other people from having second chances and completely defunded entertainers and people of color for years from even having a chance, why do you deserve a second chance?
You know, we talk about going forward, and I mean, all I can do is to step back I fully admit that I had too much power at Matinee. I've already told John at Roscoe's, I do the, for XYZ, I do the booking there for, XYZ, or at least like liaison between them. And I've said, I'll happily give that up. You know, I to kind of borrow from what Sean and Brendan said, from what Brendan specifically said, I do want to help so much, and I think that there is a lot of individual conversations that need to be had, and also planning that needs to be done in going forward. I don't need to be there for all of it, but I just logistically speaking, I would like to relinquish a certain amount of power. And I do think
that's definitely going to happen.
So I just played the drag council thing, and you can go back and hear the other thing before from the, what sort of sparked the activism, I guess. And, you know, I got a hardwit cunt. Is this place open? Oh, it's closed. The Starbucks. Wednesday through Sunday. Mondays and Tuesday closed. Huh. Oh, this Starbucks is closed Monday and Tuesday from now on. Huh. It's open Wednesday through Sunday. That's an interesting choice of hours. But it's a good thing I just had my coffee and I don't need any more. Anyway, I've been having these horrible headaches again. Really for over a week now. I wake up with 3 or 4 headaches a night. I have to take the oxygen, and it's exhausting. And then today I have to work. It's like, what? I have to work after all this torture? It's really horrible, audience. It really is. I guess I'll call the doctor again. I'm taking all the fucking medications, but, you know, the oxygen works to abort the headaches, but it doesn't prevent it. And it's been getting worse since I took this Emgality from Eli Lilly, the $2,000 medication. But I don't know. The one treatment I haven't tried is the one I'm afraid of, which is psilocybin. It's supposed to work. There's this organization called Cluster Busters. But I had a bad acid trip when I was 16 or 17, and I'm afraid of hallucinogens. So I don't know. Anyway, I guess I could microdose, but I don't know, the whole thing scares me. But I guess I could call the doctor. The only thing that seems to help is a steroid injection, but I hear they're bad and they reduce your immunity, and I'm scared of COVID and all that shit. And I think steroids are bad, but I guess, I don't know. I don't know, audience. Everybody has their shit, right? Pain, 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 girdle. Toons is the driving cat. That whole thing. What am I doing? I don't even know where I'm fucking walking. I've got to walk this way. I've been standing around the Starbucks like making a jack-off circle. Ugh. And the medication is horrible. It doesn't even fucking work. Like this fucking Verapamil. It's supposed to be to sort of reduce, break the cycle. I guess it's like for anti-hypertension, even though I don't have hypertension. But it just makes me feel so sluggish and horrible, and I haven't really been. My yoga practice is awful. Everything sucks to the audience. And unfortunately, my employer's been very understanding about it, but it's hard to think. My brain doesn't work right. It's just like, ugh. And then people are like, Madge, will you do this shit on a Monday? We do this shit even though we asked you to do this other shit and you did it, and then, oh, but now we want this piece of shit. It's kind of like my job sometimes can be the equivalent of working as like a mover, and you're moving and this lady is like, I'll put it over there, no over there, no over there, no over there. And that's kind of like what my job is like, having to do repetitive tasks a lot. So, and then there's some background noise for you, audience. Let me look at my phone. Maybe there's any more drama coming up from the... I was looking, getting some information, some tea, as the kids say. I don't know why they call it tea. Is it like iced tea? From the, Oh, my masks are getting delivered today. I've been waiting for these fucking special masks from England for over two months. And they're finally going to get delivered today, God willing. Anyway, my source of some tea, as the kids say, is the Discord for the, that drag show recap I've been talking about. It's called Drag Race Recap. And if you're into the drag races, this is, in my experience, the best recap show. Drag Race Recap. It's actually the only Patreon... Well, no. That and... Deborah's shows are the only ones that I've ever... Sorry, I'm looking at this. I've ever paid for on Patreon. God, I'm horrible. So, you know. Okay, looking for this drama. Let's see. What is that? Where is it? Where was all that drama? Anyway, I'll be back. I don't want to just sit here and say nothing as usual. Well, it's never stopped me before.
Hola, Patricia Tetas. Y quería cantar para ti una canción de para los bebés abortos. Y son los elefantes. Un elefante se balanceaba sobre la tela de una araña, como veía que resistía, fueran a llamar otro elefante. ¡Oh! Dos elefantes se balanceaban sobre la tela de una araña, como veía que resistía, fueran a llamar a otro elefante. Y hay más, podemos contar mucho, cada casi 50 elefantes en la penocha. Vamos a poner los elefantes en tu penocha, ¿no? Oh, qué linda. Abrazos y besos.
All right, so I didn't find anything new and exciting in my research just now. Am I recording? However, I do have a Twitter sheet I can look at. Every time there's nice weather, there's tons of murders. We had 102 shootings this weekend with 14 deaths here in Chicago. So for 40% of the city budget, you get 14 deaths, about 100 shootings for 40%, so I guess maybe if we went to 50%, we would be down to 80 shootings, I guess, maybe, if it's proportionate. So, well, that's a pretty good deal. I mean, honestly, what the fuck are we doing? Spending 40% of our budget on police, and they don't even fucking keep us safe? Keep the city safe? I mean, maybe they keep me safe, I don't know. But it's fucking ridiculous. They don't do shit. They don't do 40% of the budget's worth. That I can tell you for sure. I don't know what they fucking do, but it doesn't deserve that much fucking money when the property taxes are as expensive as they are. I pay like $3,000 a year for a fucking one-bedroom apartment. It's ridiculous. And the schools are horrible. Teachers have to buy their own fucking crayons. Anyway. What else? I don't know. Yeah. Dave Weiner. I watched a great Chappelle concert last night on Netflix. Great stuff, but he says the N-word over and over again, even to talk about white people. It gets imprinted on your mind. That's just a fact. Another example, after watching The Wire, my brain starts using the N-word all the time, in my mind drifts. God forbid the word should ever come out of my actual mouth. Someday it will, and I will get excoriated. So maybe our black bros, another word DC uses a lot, could take this into account and maybe not use it so much, at least when the audience has a lot of white people in it, just saying, that's a really fucking good point. Because language is a virus, and when you hear the same word over and over again, even if it's black people talking about themselves in the appropriate way, it can get into people's brains, and then it becomes part of their word salad. You know, certainly makes sense. And then you have a Tourette-ish moment, or it's like, God forbid, a psychotic outbreak, and then you're just spraying the N-word everywhere, and you get arrested. Everything's nuts, right? Anyway, we went to another protest Friday. I had Friday off for Juneteenth because I work for a white company that decided the best way to help black people would be to give the white professionals who work there a day off. So we went to this protest downtown, and it was weird. It seemed kind of fake, to be honest, because it was, they had faith leaders. It seemed to be mostly faith-based. So they had like a rabbi there and some other white people. It was a lot of white people apologizing and telling white people to be better. It was really bizarre to me. It was like, oh, we don't want looting, you know, we love the cops, shit like that. So I don't know if I'm going to play any of that at the end. I might. But there was one cute part where a lady with a little baby on her shoulders started talking to me. I couldn't really hear what they were saying. It was so loud, but the recording should have picked it up, so I may play that at the end of this. I don't know what I'll do. It's very humid out. Very humid out, audience. Walking past another sidewalk restaurant. We had a recording. We had like a... I think I told you, audience, that there was a restaurant day thing that closed off Broadway, and they for... two weekends, I guess. 6 days total. They closed off this busy street and so the restaurants could have tables outside because there's only outdoor dining allowed. It was very nice. I thought it would be, you know, I thought people would make it too crowded and not wear masks, and it wasn't bad. I mean, of course, people weren't wearing masks when they're eating, but you can't really expect them to. But people seemed to have the right distance and all that, and it wasn't really that crowded at all. I think a lot of people just have no interest in it. They're still afraid. So, I'd like to see them do it again. I think they're going to do it in another neighborhood, like West Lakeview or something, which is a couple miles from here. And we'll see. But, oh, I'm on Buckingham's. There's somebody's house I know. They have such pretty flowers. So, yeah. I wonder what... I heard Detox, the drag queen, said something about this on Twitter. I want to see Detox. Let's see what she said. Because I think she lives here now. Detox. I don't follow these queens. The only Detox... Let's see here. This past week, I've been very... This past week has been very eye-opening to me, and after the town hall last night, I have to say how disappointed I am. I've had this idea the community was much more inclusive and was widely mistaken. I look forward to learning more and finding out ways to be of use. Town hall and I... I'm feeling that I can't imagine how you all must feel after so long. I truly hope for something beautiful to come of all this because I am so in love with the people and I have met my calling through years of visiting, now calling Chicago home. This is still Detox. I'm trying to wrap my head around everything and will continue to listen, but I would be extremely remiss if I didn't say anything. Also, Lucy Stuhl and Shimmy were amazing hosts and mediators. I hope other communities take this example. Well, yeah, whatever. Most of the white drag queens have been pretty silent on this issue, as I understand. I could be wrong, but I don't really follow a lot of this shit. Anyway, I guess I'm done for now. I'll just play some ambient sounds. Thank you.
from the faces.
Oh, God.